I'm here with Carl, Tomo and Albie. Carl first, you've got to win, and a good one at that.
It was a good performance and a good much needed win. You know, Rome certainly wasn't built in a day, and that isn't the, you know, we've got to move forward from that. We've had a couple of false dawns in terms of the Lichfield win, where I thought we were kind of up and running. But I think the key thing that Paul and I have kind of done a little soul searching on since Saturday really is kind of, we've been so busy trying to put a team together in the space of time we had, and we kind of put the lads out, the best group of lads that we can, out on the pitch, and we probably kind of lurched from one game to the next, putting the best collection out we can. I kind of forgotten really to ask ourselves what we are as a team. Do we play? Are we going to pass the ball? Are we going to turn teams? What are we? We've kind of gone without any identity really. So the key thing today was to start from scratch really. And the lads have had a lot of information today about sort of what we want to be. We're not going to be perfect overnight, but we're going to at least be a certain kind of side, how we want to play. And they've gone out there tonight and they've tried to kind of implement what we've asked them to do. We've kept the ball much, much better. And as I say, you know, it's going to be imperfect because it's quite a complex way of playing football, but it's how me and Paul have always done it. Probably barring our promotion season where we were quite pragmatic, but we've always done it that way. So I wanted the side to be kind of in the image of us and build from the bottom up, really. They've done it better than I could have hoped they would. And it's turned into a good performance and some real highlight moments. And as I say, we move forward. It's a baby step forward, but it's a much better feeling than the one we've been having.
I'm sure. Albie, you've had a new partner in defence. What do you think to him, number six?
Geordie?
Not Geordie, the new one.
Solomon. Listen, he's come through the ranks at Derby, and so he knows the game. It's been a good addition today. That's back three was solid. He's been around for a while, just come back from America, I believe, so he knows how to play.
You mentioned Geordie, he had a good game, didn't he?
He
brings something to the team, don't he?
He does. I think it's his experience, he's an older head, and he just controls that back three and talks. Obviously, with Sturge missing tonight, big loss vocally, leading it, but Geordie slotted straight in and comfortable.
Excellent. Paul, what do you think to the goals?
Excellent goals, weren't they? They weren't a scuffer amongst them, was there? And the disappointment, if you're going to be really critical, you know, it could have been 5 and 6. You know, I think you've had a couple of one-on-ones, and I'd like to see us starting to round goalkeepers rather than trying to pass it through goalkeepers. But look, at the end of the day, it's a great win, and they put us under a lot of pressure first half. A lot of pressure, the press on all over the park. But we said at half time, or Carl mentioned half time, can they keep that pressure up? And it's almost impossible. You know what I mean? You're racing around, you're closing down, you're forcing mistakes, which they did first half. But second half, within 5 minutes, you could see the gaps in midfield. They couldn't press. So we was able then just to feed it through the lines a little bit more and a little bit more composure. As I say, we could have been a great scoreline, to be fair, but the goals were excellent goals. But I've got to say, pay a mention to the goalkeeper, 0-0, kept us in the game. Yeah. Simple as that. 0-0, that changes the game if that goes in, and he's made a great save. He's had very little to do all night, really, tonight, but what he's done, he's been excellent. Coming for crossing, his talking's been good, his positional play. He likes to have it into feet and get us playing from the back, so he's almost like a spare man at the back as well with us from there. But yeah, I've just got to say to Jack, well done fella, because that was a turning point in the game to keep us 0-0, and then that allowed us again to get a greater foothold in the game as the half wore on, and then from there then we ran out comfortable winners, to be fair.
Albie, just a question for you. You've got three superb goals, which you think was the best? That's putting you on the spot, because yours was a good one.
Tonight, I'd probably say, just because of how young he is, Phil.
Phil Kowalski.
Just because he's been around the squad all pre-season, he's travelled, he's not got on, he's stuck with it, and he's come on and scored.
Cracking goal. Yeah. Jamie's first time, first touch.
Yeah, but then he missed the easy one.
Yeah.
I can't take that away from him. It's a great finish. And then Dylan's obviously...
Dylan, I've asked his dad what he'd had for his tea. Because he was everywhere tonight.
Well, he's playing out of position. He's had to do a job for the gaffer, and he's done a good job to give him a headache for Saturday now. So it's a good headache to have.
You've had a great game.
Thank you.
Right. One question.
Go on.
The inevitable Steve Hart was bought on.
Yeah.
And I've got to admit, he played really
well. He did really well, yeah.
Some of his long diagonal balls were superb.
Yeah. As I say, you know, we obviously tried to bring Steve in pre-season. Well, we did bring Steve in pre-season, and he just didn't materialise in him finding the time to kind of commit to football. I think everybody knows he's quite driven in business and does very well for himself and works hard and his time's quite committed and just hasn't found time to come. And what I said on Saturday still stands true. He's done one session, probably didn't deserve to be in the squad today, but we've got a lot of unavailability at the moment. We've been very unfortunate, and he's kind of put his hand up and said I'd like to come and be involved, and there was no assurances over the time he would get. You know, it panned out that Kane got injured and there was an opportunity, and you know, to have a look, to have a look where he is with his fitness. I said, have you played much football before you come on? He said, I haven't played any football. I've been playing a lot of paddle. I said, well, that's swing ball in it without the post, you know. But to be fair to him, he's done well when he's come on. His touch was good. His link play was good. He'll probably have a little bit of what Danny's had. He might hit the wall a little bit, especially if he gets a start over the next few weeks. But if he's here, then he's Steve Hart, isn't it? So if he's here, he has something to bring to the table. But I can only lead a horse to water and I can't make it drink. And he's got to want to be here with some consistency, because had we have had a full complement of players tonight, I wouldn't have been able to leave anyone out for him just to ghost himself onto the bench. It's played out that way. And most welcome he was too. He did well. So we'll see what the weekend brings.
You mentioned Kane was injured. Did he come off injured?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is at the moment. It's a little niggle under his ankle bone. So whether it's a little ligament tweak, we're not sure. So obviously Danny's suspended now for 3 games. If we lose Kane as well at the moment, that's not going to leave us in a healthy position going to Bourne on Saturday. So I've got a feeling that Hart is not available on Saturday. He said he's not available Saturday, and then he is available. So we'll have to see. It might be a case of recruiting, or might be a case of Jono, or the younger lads getting an opportunity. We've got this at the moment. It is one step forward, two back. We're just going to have to brave it. We're obviously not going to have him for another few weeks. So Will Robinson will have back on Saturday. Jack Andrews has broke down in the warm-up, so he was obviously starting tonight in a back four. So we're not having a lot of luck, Rob, but I think we're kind of managing our way through, and at some point these players have all got to come back at the same time.
Just another question, Nathan Banton, was he not available?
Nathan is on a sponsored walk abroad, so we knew he was missing tonight. Yeah. We knew he was missing tonight in pre-season, actually, as it goes. So and there's nothing sinister or to report there. I think Nathan will be back on Saturday. And again,
we've got the long journey to Bourne on Saturday.
Yeah.
In a League Cup,
yeah.
Will there be any changes?
I think it's really important that we try and hit some consistency, you know, as best as we can. As I say, we've got a plethora of issues which may make that impossible. But we need to build our identity. We need to build our fluency, and we need some consistency, and we need to build on the confidence. So I'm not going to be making changes for change's sake. I want to go there as strong as possible to win the game. But we have a question marks over a number of players for a variety of reasons. So.
Might you give Finn another run out, or do you think?
Give him another rest. I think what we learned on Saturday was he's a few weeks away. I don't want to rush him. He's too important to us. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we need Finn back healthy and feeling like he's okay. You know, because it's an awful thing when you're injured and you feel like it might still be there and you're waiting for that contact.
So, you could tell that.
From the minute he went on. So we'll see. I don't think Ryan King's too far away now. Maybe a couple of games out on loan somewhere. Maybe Saturday might present an opportunity for him, actually, because if he's going to go and play at Stapen, he can't League Cup away at Bourne, he might as well come and play with us, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'll have a chat with Kingy in the clubhouse about that. And as I say, I remember saying to you at Lincoln, you know, I think we've got a couple of weeks of pain yet, but I think we'll come through it, and hopefully, you know, we're starting to eke our way through it now.
Well, it's a great win, and good luck for
Saturday.
Thanks
very much. Thanks for your patience.
Cheers.
Cheers, Rob.